Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The Play Mornings with Stephen John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 14th, 2024.
I think you say it's 0314.
Nope, you don't. 3.14159 is the start of pi. Yeah.
Wow.
Right? That's all I know of pi.
That's further than I know. Apparently, there was a person back in 2016 who named 100,000 numbers past 3.14.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, they memorized it by syllables and telling themselves a story about each number to get there. So it took them a really long time to name them all out loud, more than 16 hours. But they feel that this mathematical equation is part of their life's truth and fact, and they needed to know it.
No, what could have possibly been the record before that? Seven?
Yeah.
You had to go to 100,000?
100,000. I don't think anybody's ever going to beat it, that's for sure.
You know how Transformers have a grip on every 8-year-old and under?
Yes, yeah.
And how literally they'll buy anything with a Transformer on it?
Well, they're so cool.
Right?
They turn into cars and then they turn into robots.
Exactly. Well, I think now at my age, actual robots have that effect on me.
Really?
Yeah. So over in India, they have this nice food truck that serves gelato, crushed ice, everything like that. And instead of just handing you the crushed ice, guess what?
What?
They have a robot come out and serve it to you.
No, they don't.
And I think this is fine because it's not taking jobs away. Literally at a food truck, all it is you hand it out. You don't need more than three members. So the robot isn't taking a job of a member. And I want this crushed ice. So
and
badly.
And you want the robot to hand it to you.
How cool would that be?
It's kind of like a novelty. I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I do feel a little bit like this is a warning, like, oh, it's so cool, it's so cool. Wait a second, you know?
I get what you're talking about. I'll give you this. It doesn't have arms. It has a tray attached to its stomach.
Okay. I was like, you got an interesting way of saying somebody's going to hand something to you.
Australian billionaire Clive Palmer has announced that Titanic 2 will set sail in 2027.
That's an interesting idea.
Right? He was supposed to start building the replica ship 2 years ago, but he didn't have enough money. He just came into more money. The dude is worth $5.7 billion, so he decided, let's put $1.3 billion towards this big, big ship.
And what's he going to call it? Unsinkable?
Titanic 2.
Oh, this is an interesting choice.
I want to know, after what we've seen happen with the past two Titanic things, one, we have the Titanic sub, two, we have the actual Titanic, would you set sail on this ship?
Absolutely not.
Right? There is every sign pointing to no.
I can say as well with confidence that I probably would never set sail on any cruise.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not because I'm afraid of the ocean, which I am, but it's because of the germs. I just, like, back when COVID started and they locked all those people on cruise ships and made them stay 2 miles from land and stuff, I just got a little bit leery about the things that live on cruise ships, you know?
Okay, maybe the things that live on those cruise ships. Don't take the cruise ships that people had to stay on, but this is a brand new ship. I mean, if you get one of the first tickets, it won't be as germy.
I've got a golden ticket. No. And where is it headed from? Is it going to go from Australia to somewhere? Or are they building it in Ireland again like they did the first one?
So it's going to be built in Australia. As to where it's going currently, they have no idea. Nothing in the plans. They just know they're building the ship. It's to set sail in 2027. They're not even sure how much tickets are going to cost, but I imagine we're going to see a lot of rich people going on this Titanic. But you know what? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me. What happens after the third time? Come on.
You drown. There's not enough lifeboats. Yesterday, I went to the job fair.
Ooh, you looking for a new gig?
No, I'm not. I was there telling people to come to it. I was working at the job fair.
Okay.
But it was so exciting to see how many folks were there coming out, trying to, you know, get a different job, maybe get a new job. It was really neat.
Yeah.
But then I had one conversation with a guy who I thought, if you spoke to anybody in that room the way you're speaking to me right now, you're not getting hired, man. I'm sorry.
Bit of a jerk?
Bit of a I'm too good for this kind of jerk.
I'm too good for a job fair?
Yeah, he showed up in a suit and said, I'm surprised I'm the only person in a suit. I guess it's Fort Mac, though.
That's so weird.
So rude. Like, you dress for the job you want. If you don't need to wear a suit to work, maybe you don't need to wear a suit to the job fair, you
know? Steph, currently I'm in Air Force's jeans and a hoodie.
And you have a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the conversation continued. He said, ugh, it's just Fort Mac, though, about three times. And I just was like, you haven't caught the spirit of the community yet. And I hope you leave or get on board soon, because I don't like your attitude.
Whoever you are, I hope you don't get a job.
Wow. That's a little intense.
I hope you get a job, but it's at the poop factory.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
reunion episodes of anything make me weird.
Make you weird?
It's just, not only TV, actual TV shows were like, hey, we're going to get back together for one episode. Did you ever see the Friends reunion?
That one was really sad. I didn't want it to end, but I wanted it to give me more.
Yeah, it was kind of uneventful.
Yeah.
Well, reality TV shows swing me in the complete opposite direction for reunions. Yesterday, the Love is Blind reunion came out. I'm not going to spoil it because, yeah, again, it came out yesterday. You haven't even seen it yet.
I haven't even seen it. I tried to watch it so many times last night, but of course I got rid of Netflix and I'm not a very good internet thief.
Well, it brought up the idea in my mind of how much I truly hate these, I don't even know, reunions of trashy TV.
That's the hard part because I expect people to act civilly, and then, like, you know, a reunion of 90 Day Fiancé. Like, I love watching 90 Day Fiancé until the reunion, and then I'm like, what happened? We turned into Jerry Springer.
That's such a good way to put it.
A new list has come out of the world's happiest walks.
None. Zero. I can say zero.
What? You don't like walking?
No, I don't like walking.
You're never happy on a walk?
I'm never happy in general.
Oh, John, you're breaking my heart. Well, if you want to get happy, You might take one of these walks.
Okay, hit me with them.
Okay, so on the list is the Canadian Rockies.
That does sound nice.
Anytime walking in there, you're going to be happy. As well, if you're ever in Ontario, the Bruce Peninsula walk in Tobermory, they say is pretty wonderful.
Okay.
So they have a couple others, but they're not in Canada, so that's fine. But how they measured it is kind of like my biggest smile getter. And it says they looked at social media posts taken on popular walking trails around the world and used facial detection software to find and compare the size of the smiles captured in the posts.
Wow. Okay. I don't feel as if that's honest.
I don't think so either. I mean, when do you ever post a social media picture where you're not smiling it's more like, well, in Australia, they smile bigger than they do in Canada. So the Blue Mountains walk got third place versus our two ones didn't place in the top three.
I found a brand new app to stalk people on.
What's that?
It's called LinkedIn, and it's fun. It is fun because you get to see, hey, what are these people doing? And you get more into their lives than, here's my picture-perfect life on Facebook or Instagram.
Right. LinkedIn is, like, very professional. It's like, hey, these are all my accomplishments.
Yeah.
Congratulate me for it or hire me for them.
Right? And the only problem with stalking people on LinkedIn is I think LinkedIn is telling the people I'm stalking that, hey, guess what? This freak is stalking you.
They totally do. I have on my LinkedIn, it says 17 profile views, and you can get intel onto who viewed your profile if you pay for premium, or they only let you know three people who are, like, obvious. Like, I get John Khalil viewed your profile all the time.
Exactly, and that's the problem. I view somebody's profile 5 hours later, I get a notification that says they viewed my profile. So LinkedIn, I know, is telling them, hey, guess what? This freak continues to look at your profile. Look at his profile. And then it's just an onward spiral from there.
Well, John, I feel like this could be a tactic for you. Like if you were looking for a new job or you were looking to get hired or maybe for a new friend, you really up your profile, make you look really, really good, really enhance those resume tactics, use some thesauruses and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when people look back at your profile, like, wow, this isn't a freak. This is a guy I want to get to know.
Get to know? I like that.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.